who is one of her direct descendants.
Yesterday, 100,000 of us were select warriors. They were all good, choice men with green bucklers. And they were such among those not fearing thousands, not thousands, nor tens of thousands, nor however many met them. A small child appeared, up high on a wild mountain. A beautiful sword he drew from his silver sheath. From the wings he struck, and the middle was wasted. By the Lord, the sweet son, by his sweet mother. All day us he struck upstream, and all night us he struck downstream. He charged and he charged and he charged us again, and not one does he spare.
Title: The Song of Armorus. Author: unknown. Background: The Song of Armorus is a heroic account of the Byzantine people who lived on the eastern borders of Byzantium, in what is now Turkey and Syria, in the 9th, 10th, and 11th centuries. These people of the frontier, known as the Acrites, were frequently involved in border skirmishes with Arab soldiers. Kidnappings, injuries, and the constant threat of violence hung over their families and communities. Songs and legends sprang up out of that border conflict, and the Song of Armorus is one of the earliest examples of that literature. Two similar versions of the song survive, one from 1461 and the other from sometime in the 15th or 16th century, indicating that this was a very popular story among the Acrites. Both versions are written in blank verse in medieval Greek, and probably were taken down from a much earlier oral ballad. Only a couple hundred lines of the story have survived, but they tell an entrancing tale of a young boy called Orestes, whose father, Armorus, was captured and imprisoned in Syria by Saracens. After young Orestes passes a series of tests of his skills set by his mother, the boy departs on his father's horse, which has been mourning for his rider for years. The young man announces his arrival to thousands of armed soldiers. He then kills every single soldier, except one who he pursues for days. Orestes eventually cuts off the soldier's hand and allows him to escape to tell the emir what has transpired. Upon learning of this feat, the emir sets the father, Armorus, free and offers his own daughter in marriage to Orestes. Modern scholars believe that this song might have been based upon actual events in the Byzantine-Arab conflict, namely those surrounding the Battle of Lalakaon, in which the one-handed emir, Umar al-Akta, Umar with the one hand, died in 863. Philippe and Isabeau are extremely fond of this story, doubtless for its direct, simple language and lively, engaging characters and plot. And because they are very old vampires, it is possible that they have intimate acquaintance with some of the figures and events of the song. For Philippe and Isabeau, the Song of Armorus may be a sentimental reminder of their youth, before their family responsibilities grew so weighty.
Diana, a nymph within this wood, most rare and rich of heavenly bliss, the highest in his fancy stood, and she could well demerit this. 'Tis likely they acquainted soon. He was a sun, and she a moon. The poet, Matthew Royden. I did not know thee, my moon, my heart, when first I did those verses start. No goddess proud that I spoke of has power greater than your sweet love. Matthew Royden. A poesy for his beloved, on the Feast of All Souls in the year of our Lord, 1590.
For translations, please reference the PDF that came with this audiobook to see images and more. For wider reading and All Souls resources, please reference the PDF that came with this audiobook to see images and more. This is Saskia Marleveld. We hope you've enjoyed this production of The World of All Souls, The Complete Guide to a Discovery of Witches, Shadow of Night, and The Book of Life by Deborah Harkness. This program was directed by Joseph Ward, Fred Sanders, and Garrett Scott. Executive producer, Sarah Jaffe. Music by Isaias Garcia. Text copyright 2018 by Deborah Harkness. Production copyright 2018, Penguin Random House LLC. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.